Now, as you've been hearing on the bulletin earlier, a pilot programme of drug monitoring by the Health Service Executive has been announced for next month's electric picnic at Stradbally in County Laois. It's part of their ongoing Safer Nightline programme and the HSE's drug harm reduction campaign. Our reporter Karen Creed has been taking a look at all this. Karen, so what does all this entail? What's involved in this programme?
Yes, so Brian, earlier this summer, the HSE announced details of this drug harm reduction campaign at festivals where volunteers would be on site to assist festival attendees. Now they've added a further measure with an anonymous drug testing being trialled at Electric Picnic. And Professor Eamon Keenan, who's the HSE National Clinical Lead in Addiction Services, spoke to me a little earlier about what exactly this pilot project will involve.
This drug monitoring allows us to identify anonymous substances which are surrendered either in a bin or discarded at the festival at Garda Síochána, and will bring to us, analyse those substances in real time, and then be able to identify if there's a specific harm associated with those substances, very high potency, for example. We can then get that message out via social media, via festival promoters, to everybody at the event and warn them around the harms associated with these substances.
Professor Eamon Keenan, Karen, how did this programme come about?
So the HSE has said the main reasons for this project is to both reduce drug-related harms and also improve the responses to these emerging drug trends. It is in line with the Programme for Government and that National Drug Strategy objective. The type of testing is already widespread in the UK and other parts of Europe, and Professor Keenan thinks that this type of drug monitoring will ultimately save lives.
So what are the festival organisers saying?
Well, the organisers of the festival where it's being trialled are certainly welcoming it. Electric Picnic's Melvin Bunn believes it's a practical and important step forward to reduce harm around drug use, as we can hear now.
You know, being able to test the drugs on site, that, you know, people are surrendering, or that, you know, AGS are seizing, for instance, and then being able to report to the rest of the festival goers, you know, the status of those drugs and things like that, it's bound to reduce the potential of harm. And so I welcome it. I'm very pleased that the Electric Picnic is working alongside the Health and Safety Executive in providing the service. I think it's a really massive step forward.
And that's Melvin Bunn from Electric Picnic, ending that report from Karen Creed.